On this episode, we have part one of our Memorial Weekend trip review with updates on Typhoon Lagoon, staying at Port Orleans Riverside, and the opening of Cosmic Rewind. Today is June 2nd, 2022. This is episode 466 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And sometimes planning a trip to Disneyland or Walt Disney World can be quite overwhelming, at times very frustrating, but Mouse Dining removes the frustration of booking Disney dining reservations, alerting you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. Visit msmfriends.com to use their free service. And then finally, if you're getting ready to plan that Disney or Universal vacation, looking to go on a cruise or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world, head to mainstmagictravel.com and fill out a form for a free quote. Our travel services are completely free to you. So we're going to break this little trip review up into two parts. Today, we're going to talk about everything that doesn't have to do with food. And then the next one, we're going to talk all about food.
Yes.
Because we dined at some great new to us places. I want to say, actually, and one very new place. But first, we want to give a big shout out to Sarah Pitts and her daughter, Megan, who will be five in August. She messaged us on Instagram, and we actually went back and forth a little bit. But I do want to read one little part, hope she doesn't mind, was kind of one of our last exchanges. She said, every so often at night, when her daughter can't sleep and we have to sit together, we chat about things. Her new favorite thing to do is discuss Disney World and our favorite things there. So she really loves your Fab Five series. She said, although I listen to Bars and Lounges by myself, that's funny, and talking about each place you guys choose while we're driving. Her name is Megan. She'll be five in August. She sings your theme song over and over and over. Tonight, we worked on getting the top 10 list of all sorts down. So she originally had said that they were listening and listening to a theme song, and that her daughter, Megan, said, like, that's, I know who Jeremy is. I know who Rhonda is. Who's Fonda? And she had to explain that, no, it's Rhonda, and she is fond of
Disney
so, just to clear it up, why don't you say the line normally with the fond of, so Megan will understand.
Yes, my name is Rhonda, and I am fond of Disney World.
There you go. I am as well. But thank you, Sarah, Megan. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Truly appreciate it. I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on some of the Fab Five series. And I would love to know some of Megan's favorite things at Disney if we get a chance. And also keep an eye out in the mail because we've got something coming for you. All right. First things first, we are going to give a Typhoon Lagoon umbrella update.
Yes.
We've done this many times. If you don't care, just hit the 30-second skip. I know that some people are probably sick of it, but anytime we're really trying to just find out a lot of little details that we can.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've said in the past, we love the umbrellas. We think they're well worth it. Talk about what we found out specifically, because, you know, we've recommended, especially now that we're in peak season, that you call ahead of time and reserve them. But what additional info did we find?
Yes, and I still would recommend that.
Yes.
But we talked to an amazing cast member named Lynn. And if you arrive about 9:15 and then you head to where they sell them, usually it's High and Dry near the main entrance, but sometimes you just make sure you're at the right place and make sure you're in the right line, because they do not sell out on
ahead
the phone
time.
Ahead of time.
Yep.
They will set a few back. So with all that being said, the peak season is $70 with tax. So you're looking at around $75, I believe, with tax. You do get your umbrella. You get your four chairs. Two of them are ones that, how do you
recline,
say?
Recline. Like, your loungers.
Loungers.
But they actually recline.
Yes. Whereas if you go and you get another chair that lounges out, it does not, it's just a fixed where I was like, okay, I want to sit up a little bit.
Yeah, you get your umbrella, then, of course.
Yes, of course. You do get your four towels, but they have the little chairs too that you can use. But anyways, so yeah, that is good to know. And in case, you know, you kind of make that last minute where, you know, you got a week long vacation, for sure, and then you're like, well, let's go to a water park,
yeah,
and you didn't call ahead or anything like that.
But I mean, so, even as a local, if you woke up on a Saturday morning and you're like, let's go to Typhoon Lagoon, yeah, then you could go ahead and still get potentially an umbrella if you're there early. If you cannot get an umbrella, you do get there and they are sold out for the day, or you just don't want to spend the $75. Mm-hmm. We talked in the past about umbrella number 10, right? So mm-hmm. when you get an umbrella, if you can, if you call ahead, number 10, 11, 12, 13 are the premier, I would say, umbrellas,
yeah,
we think. Number 10 has its own little space. It's right there on the wave pool. To the right of it, though, and this is where I would rope drop if mm-hmm. you're not buying an umbrella, to the right of it is a great little area that would easily seat up to 4 to 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
To the left of you is going to be the roped off number 10 umbrella. To the right of you as you're facing the wave pool is mm-hmm. going to be like some landscaping. So there's nobody really on either side of you for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other side of that little landscaping is the most perfect little two-person section mm-hmm. that we grabbed.
Yes.
That made it feel like we had paid for a private area.
Yes.
We just didn't have an umbrella.
Correct.
But it was ideal. We were right on the rope. We were right there by the wave pool. So if you're going to rope drop and you're not paying for an umbrella, check that area out.
Yeah.
If you want something that is more secluded, you're not worried about being right at the wave pool, go all the way around the right to Hammerhead Fred's.
Mm-hmm.
Because to the left of that is a giant area that will be the last to fill up.
Yes.
So most likely, unless the park's hitting capacity,
yeah,
you're going to have a nice, secluded, quiet area over yeah. there. So those are a couple little... actually, we do have one more Typhoon Lagoon update.
Yeah.
What is that, Rhonda?
Because
we
went
and asked this question.
Yes.
Break it down.
It was super cool because Jeremy had read that AP gets, annual pass holder gets discounted tickets for $49 for your annual pass and three others. So we went and asked because we thought we already have the added on, you know, are we allowed to do this? So the amazing cast member was training and there was somebody like making sure that he was doing it right. So he knew all the answers, and actually, we can go every day to Typhoon Lagoon and take four other people yeah. with us, me four,
yeah,
Jeremy
me four,
and get them tickets for $49.
Yeah.
Which is super exciting because we have some trips coming up. Our kids don't have passes anymore, so we can get our kids to Typhoon Lagoon day passes for $49.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about that. They love Typhoon Lagoon. We're looking at going with some other friends.
Yeah.
So super excited.
Yeah, I was just glad to get the details on it because it doesn't really yeah. explain it online. Now, if you are, I will say, if you're a pass holder and you know for a fact you're only going to go, and you don't have water park add-on, obviously, and you know for a fact you're only going one day to a water park, then this is a great option.
Yeah.
If you even think you might go a second day, then just do the water park add-on for $99.
Because
yeah. that second day, you've already made your money back.
Yep.
And we have found that we love is to go down the day of the start of our trip. We drive straight to Typhoon Lagoon. We go in, we spend 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. All of a sudden, hey, you know what? We get an alert, our room is ready. And then we go back. And we've not wasted a dime. We've already been 4 or 5 times
yep.
since the $99 yep. add-on. So, all right. Let's move on to a couple little details. Now, we're going to talk about Riverside now. We had not been to Port Orleans Riverside
mm-hmm.
in like 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't stayed at French Quarter since 2019. So it was awesome to get back.
Yes, it was.
But that first evening, Rhonda and I got back. We got in the room and we took the boat to Disney Springs,
mm-hmm.
which is a great perk of the Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And our wonderful boat captain, Captain Melody, gave us a couple cool little trivia. She was doing little details or little,
yeah,
you know, whatever. So combined, Port Orleans is the largest resort
yes.
because they're sister resorts. They technically kind of count them as one. Also, I thought this was interesting because especially at Fort Wilderness, people are always asking, what about mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Disney does lots of things with spraying, and they're, you know, you barely find mosquitoes at Disney.
Yes.
Well, they also put certain fish in the lakes that eat mosquito eggs to control that population, as well as they hired a scientist that did the Panama Canal to help with population as well, including certain plants, as well as onion and garlic planted, you know, all around to help keep mosquitoes away.
That's super cool.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Before we talk all about Riverside, it has come to light that cast members are not asking a lot of times if you have discounts now. And if you try to show your card, your pass holder card, they're going to ask to see it on My Disney Experience.
Correct.
There's two ways to combat this if this happens. One, set up Modable Magic on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily access it without ever signing into your phone or using Face ID or anything. You can literally access it. If you set it up right, you can double click your button on your iPhone. I'm sure it's same for Android, and your pass will show up. You can show that to them.
Mm-hmm.
Other option is that you can put it on your Apple Watch if you have one. Again, so you could easily just show them your watch. They'll see the discount. Even easier is what?
Mobile checkout. Yeah. So fun. We did that when we were over at Creations. They had so much merchandise that they put from Cosmic Rewind. They put it in Creations so that they could channel it correctly.
Yeah.
And they did a wonderful job. And we got a bunch of stuff, and I found a little corner and put all my stuff in it and rang it up. And we were walking out of there within, once we started doing it, 5 minutes.
Yeah. And the best thing is it automatically gives your discount.
Yes.
If you're an AP. So that I think is one of the best parts about it, is that it just, you don't have to deal with,
right,
you know, because I always have my wallet in my bag. So even if all of a sudden they say, well, I see your pass on your phone, but I need to see your ID, then I got to dig it out and all that. So anyway, I know it's a little thing, but sometimes the little things make a big difference.
You go to your photos, you take a picture of your ID, and you put it in your favorites.
That is more time consuming than just taking my wallet out, though, for me personally.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, anyway, I would just use mobile checkout. Works very, very well.
Yes,
all right,
it does.
Let's move on a little bit about Riverside. Because again, we had not stayed here in so very long. Rhonda, give our standard bullet points, I guess, overview of Riverside at Port Orleans.
Your cost range runs from about $266 all the way up to $520. You do have a self-parking fee of $20 per night. This is considered a moderate. You are in the Disney Springs area. And opening date was February 2nd, 1992, as Dixie Landing.
I stayed at Dixie Landing.
Yeah.
And had no clue. So I actually really wonder what year I stayed there.
Huh. I wonder, because it changed to Riverside and Port Orleans combined in 2001.
Yeah.
The number of rooms are 2,048 at Port Orleans itself.
At Riverside itself.
I mean, excuse
yes,
me.
Correct.
Riverside.
And then there's
itself.
Just over 1,000 or so over at French Quarter, which is a much, much smaller resort.
And of course, your theme is Antebellum Louisiana Plantation and Bayou Side Retreat.
Yeah. So that's another big question I think people ask is, and give me your thoughts. They say, I want to stay at Port Orleans. Which one should I stay at? Like, what would your first question be?
I would say Riverside, where we stayed, because you can, like Melanie was saying, you can access both pools, you can access both places. The only reason I would want to stay at French Quarter is for the Mickey beignets, because it is kind of a long walk, but it's okay.
Well, that my first question to the person would be, do you mind walking?
Yeah, that's true.
Because French Quarter, one bus stop. Very little walking because it's such a small resort.
Mm-hmm.
Riverside, 4 or 5 bus stops, a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one. Riverside has one side, which is basically the mansions, which also includes the royal rooms.
Yes.
And then it's got one side, this the bayou.
They look
alligator
like mansions.
Bayou.
They're
they
not.
Look like mansions.
Yeah,
no,
they're not.
It's individual rooms.
Though. We're not. They do not have giant mansion suites here.
No, in fact, there are no suites. You know,
correct.
Coronado is the only moderate with suites.
Yeah.
But They do have rooms with fifth sleepers.
And adjoining rooms.
And adjoining rooms. Mm-hmm. So every room here is 314 square feet. Alligator Bayou, where we stayed, did get a light refurb in 2019. So you have the new flooring.
It was very pretty.
It really, really is.
I liked it.
And this is one where fifth sleeper is a bookable category.
Mm-hmm.
We did a fifth sleeper. We were sharing the room with Chuck and Allie and mm-hmm. their awesome son, Alex.
Yep.
So he was going to sleep on the little fold down. talk about the room and... what's your favorite room here? Because there are actually three room styles. You have your Alligator Bayou rooms, you have your mansion rooms, I'll call them, and then you have the royal rooms, which are themed very differently.
Right. I like Alligator the
Bayou is the
rooms.
One with the fifth sleepers.
Yes. I like the mansion rooms because it looks like you're like walking up to, depending on where you're staying, like this whole house is yours, yeah. but it's not. But I like those. I like the Alligator Bayou because I do like the fifth sleepers. Especially like if we have the girls, because then they don't have to sleep together,
yeah.
which is super nice. I like it. I like the light refurb because they lifted the beds where you have under the bed storage. It's queen beds. You still have your two person table and then the fifth sleeper. So if you do pull that down, you know, you can put it up during the day if you want and have the bench seating. Or not, and then they have a bigger
fridge. Yeah, fridge. Well, I was going to say, that's the one thing I'm so glad they didn't refurb.
Yeah.
But they're still calling them beverage coolers, and that is something to note, because it's another big question, is that they're only saying that these will cool to 41.
Right, so if you need medicine.
Yes, very, very
that
important.
That is a specific cold temperature.
Yeah.
You can ask, I do believe, correct?
For what?
To get a actual refrigerator.
You can ask for microwaves. I don't know that you can get actual refrigerator. Yeah, okay. You can ask for microwaves. Here's what I would do if you're worried about a medicine or even, you know, something like milk or whatever, you know. When you do your order through Vacation Grocery Delivery, which you can go to vacationgrocerydeliveryfl.com.
It's a mouthful.
Go ahead and add a styrofoam cooler to your order. And then get all the ice you want. At the resort.
That's true.
And then go ahead and put your stuff in there if you're seriously worried about it. We've personally never had any issue. Now, we're not storing medicine or milk, but we've never had any issue with our regular like waters,
creamer
drinks.
Creamer this last time.
Yeah, that's true. And I made it out alive. Although it's non-dairy creamer, right? I think that's non-dairy. I don't know either. But we've never had an issue even just as far as like, I've never like drank a water out of any of these, you know, so-called beverage coolers and gone, oh, this is not cold. It's always been cold enough for me.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
But that's kind of what I would recommend. I love these. I actually like the Alligator Bayou rooms the best.
Okay.
And the location. Walking around, it feels like this could have been included in Fort Wilderness.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like it has that very woodsy feel. I mean, the table in... everything in the room and the chairs are made to look like they're from logs.
Yeah, that's true.
The fold-down bed area looks like big crates that says fragile across them. Like, it has this very woodsy, campy feel, but you're in a hotel room.
Yeah.
I will say, I was worried with having five adults in the room.
Right.
Because, I mean, Alex is an adult. I thought it would probably be very cramped. We were doing it for two reasons. Well, a couple reasons. One, we wanted to be on property for access to Cosmic Rewind.
Yes.
Two, we split the room.
Yeah.
So the cost for us and the cost for them was less than if we individually stayed at a value resort.
Correct.
So I never felt once cramped. I think these are a good size room. I think they're laid out well. You know, five of us getting ready in the morning, five of us going to bed at night wasn't an issue to me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It worked really well.
Yeah. It really, really did. Yeah. And the fact that they've stuck a whole table in there that can still seat two people, I think's amazing.
Yeah. And they do have two sinks, so that was really nice for me and Allie.
Yeah, big help
getting
there.
Getting ready and, you know, we asked, makeup.
Yeah, easily asked for more towels and coffee and everything, and boy, did they deliver.
Oh, absolutely.
We had a ridiculous amount of towels, coffee, all that type of stuff. So it worked out really, really well. But there are not a lot of what I will say affordable options for families of five at Disney, you know, because you're usually looking at a deluxe resort.
Right.
But the fact that you have an option here, you have an option at Caribbean Beach with the fifth sleeper.
Yeah.
You do have the suites at All Star Music.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, can look at Coronado and you can get some bigger rooms there, but they're really going to cost you. So I think this is a really, really good option.
That's what we should try next.
What? Do one at Coronado?
No, the suites at All Star with Chuck and Allie.
That would be fun. Those, yeah. I don't even know how many music ones there are. They're not a lot. I think they're kind of hard to book, but I'd be interested in doing that. And they refurb those, and they sleep, I think, up to like 8 or so.
Right.
So we could even, yeah, we'll look at that in the future. You have a lot of great dining options here at Riverside. Of course, you can always go over to French Quarter, which mm-hmm. is going to include Sasagula Float Works and Food Factory, which does breakfast, lunch, dinner. Get your beignets there, yes, all day long. Scat Cats Club, which is a bar service lounge. And then you have Scat Cats Cafe, which is a quick service. And you have Mardi Grog's, which is their pool bar. Over at Riverside, though, you have the Riverside Mill Food Court. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. There's literally a huge mill wheel thing on the side of it.
Yeah.
It's a really cool spot to get quick service in there. You have the River Roost, which does bar service. You have, and you're going to go see Yeehaw Bob at night.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. You have Muddy Rivers, which is their poolside bar, which I'll be honest, I forgot how much I love that poolside bar.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's got a great covered area, bar seats wrap around. Again, it has that woodsy feel. You have Boatwright's Dining Hall, which we will talk about next episode.
Yep.
And yeah, so you have activities here like Old Man Island Pool.
I love this pool.
Why?
I think it's because it has that center where you can climb up on it. Don't climb on the rocks, though, for the children. I mean, I didn't get on it, but it is super cute and super fun. And the way the water comes and pours over and all that. And then, you know, they have, of course, a little cute slide. That's fun. I didn't go down it this time, but I have before.
There's not a lot of seating, though. I mean, it was hard to find a seat.
Yes, that is true. Unfortunately.
I feel like it's very small.
Very popular pool.
Yeah, very popular, and it's very small.
Yep.
Now, again, you can always go over to French Quarter. If this one's too busy, maybe it'll be a little less busy over there. The kids area at French Quarter is awesome.
Oh,
so if you've got young
absolutely.
Kids, go over to French Quarter and use their little kids area. I remember taking the girls there. Yep. Absolutely loved it.
Yep.
You're going to have your poolside games, crafts, fire pit at night, different activities like that. You can rent bikes or the deadly Surrey bikes here. It is a wonderful trail to ride on. It's just, again, if you're doing a Surrey bike, I recommend you do them with four adults that can pedal.
We were supposed to do it, and then Alex was going to video us.
It would have been hilarious.
It would have been hysterical.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, we've done it with the kids, and they're not offering up much.
No.
And there are some hills here that will take you down a bit.
We almost had to push it.
I have pushed it.
Yeah.
We've pushed it up the hills before. But really, honestly, a Surrey bike is a blast. It really is.
Yeah.
You have carriage rides here.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that. There's a jogging trail. You can even rent fishing poles and go fishing right around Old Man Island area. So this is a very, very staycation-y resort.
Oh, absolutely.
Possibly one of the best at a moderate level. I mean, I'd even put it over Coronado for that fact, because this has, you know, the Surrey bikes. Coronado has regular bikes and some things you can rent. You can still do some different activities there. But the fact that you get basically these sister resorts, I think really does set it apart. And I forgot how much I love it here.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think?
Yeah, it was great. So fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. It was just a little sad because we were in the parks almost from sunup to sundown, it seemed like.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's talk about why.
Yep.
What was opening on May 27th? We arrived on May 26th specifically, so we'd be there the morning of May 27th. What is this fancy new roller coaster, Rhonda,
that is called Cosmic Rewind, and it is from Guardians of the Galaxy, and it is located at Epcot.
And I'm going to venture to say it is the best attraction in Orlando that I have been on. Now, that would be between Disney World and Universal Orlando Resort.
Wow.
If right now somebody was like, you can ride Velocicoaster or Cosmic Rewind, I would pick Cosmic Rewind.
Wow.
Cosmic Rewind or Rise, Cosmic Rewind. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So here's how our day went, because if you aren't familiar yet, currently being offered is either a paid lightning lane or a virtual queue. 7 a.m. You do not need Genie Plus to get a paid lightning lane. Everybody's available for virtual queue at 7 a.m. Only on-site resort guests are available for paid at 7 a.m. If you're not getting up at 7 a.m., you're not riding it.
Correct. Currently.
Well, there's a 1 p.m. virtual drop,
so
I won't say you're not riding it. But again, your chances do decrease drastically. if you're on property and you are dead set on riding it, I would go ahead and just go straight for paid Lightning Lane, mm-hmm. as opposed to hoping for a virtual. Maybe you don't get it and then you decide to go paid. If you try to get one and then think you're going to get the other, you're not going to. Here's what we did, and we tested. And I'm going to say something first is almost like a little disclosure, I guess.
Okay.
Because I feel bad. And I don't think it really settled in until this past week when I really saw people having issues. We wanted to do some testing.
Yeah.
We wanted to figure out how was the system going to work. Would we crash it? Would we whatever? So each of the two mornings, we had five of the us, the right. three of them in their one account, the two of us, you and I, in our one account,
mm-hmm.
going for both.
Correct.
Both days, we were able to secure both a paid Lightning Lane and a virtual. Why I say I feel bad is that I feel as though we then took away from the opportunity for some other people to ride. I know it'd be five people. Because the fact that we got a paid and a virtual, if we had just gotten paid, that technically leaves five more virtuals. So I don't want any, because I've already seen, I know people get upset, and it's very understandable for a local who maybe wakes up every morning for a week at 7 a.m. and gets a virtual. And they go ride it seven times in 7 days. I do understand the theory that, okay, what about this family that's there for their 1 year, you know, once in a year vacation?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying I understand it. If you follow certain, I think, directions, everybody has the same chance. So I don't feel that a local is taking away from a family or vice versa.
Right.
I do think everybody has the same opportunity. I'm just putting that out there, though. I don't want anyone getting upset at us.
Right.
Because we really were trying to see, one, could this be done?
Right.
It can. So yes. If you really do want to ride it twice in one day, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Have multiple people in an account booking it. Day one, they were able to book both all within their own account. So that wasn't an issue. Day two, we were able to book both all within our account.
Correct.
So doing it from the same account is not an issue. Some people thought it might be. Yes, this is going to be as stressful.
Oh my goodness.
As Rise.
Yes.
As any of the other virtual queues, as any paid Lightning Lane is,
yes.
It is extremely stressful.
Yes, it is.
I don't love this. I don't want a family to have to wait up till midnight to buy Genie Plus just to make sure it doesn't sell out, which we still haven't seen, or wake up at 6:30.
Yeah.
Be on their phones at 7, stressing out, thinking, what's my day going to be like? Am I going
right.
to ride it?
Right.
But, and this is, again, this is, we can say this. The system works flawlessly if you get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because nobody who gets it is complaining about the system for the most part. I mean.
Because when one of the times Chuck got the Lightning Lane, something went wrong, of course, and he was trying to. So then I got it and I was like, okay, I got it. Hang on. And it was funny because when I thought I was getting it for like 9:30 or so, because of trying to pay and doing everything, it hit us to, noon. I think, noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my other major issue. And again, I know what I said just sounded like I like the system and it works. It doesn't. And I don't like it. But when you get it, you feel like it works. You know what
right.
I mean? I'm sure it's going to move here at some point, maybe end of summer. It's going to move to a paid Lightning Lane and a standby. The put through on this, as I've said, as a people eater, you know, the issue is the indoor queue is so tiny. That right now, I don't think they want hours and hours of lines where people are standing outside.
Right, right.
But
absolutely.
But it will probably convert to
that.
And
it probably will. And people will just, I mean, hopefully they'll be like Toy Story, where they'll just have to bring umbrellas.
Yeah, they'll
in
end up putting
stuff.
Up umbrellas and stuff. So mm-hmm. Here's kind of how our day went, though. And a couple tips. One, either find really good Wi-Fi, which is hard to do around Disney.
Yeah.
But really what you should be using is your cell phone, mm-hmm. your cell data. Make sure you're in a spot where your cell data is good, though. Make sure you've got good bars. Lynn and his awesome team at Touring Plans, they did this back for Rise. What they found out is that if you're on Wi-Fi, you're going to a server like out west where Disney has their like server house, and then you're coming back.
Right.
If you're on cellular, you're basically just going point to point more in a sense, so it technically is quicker. So that's one tip.
Mm-hmm.
Be on cellular most likely.
Yeah.
Second tip, as we said for Rise, use the world clock.
Oh yeah, that was
we
cool.
Literally will have either on a tab on our phone where you can easily switch back and forth, or I'll open up my MacBook and have the world clock going.
Mm-hmm.
Get everybody ready. You can confirm your party ahead of time. Go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. Confirm who is there so you're not freaking out. Am I getting the right people?
Right.
It takes about 3 seconds to refresh.
Yep.
So at 6:59 and 57 seconds, you want to hit that first refresh.
Yep.
You're going to see Q, just start tapping yes.
Yeah.
And get through it. If it doesn't pop up, you can do another refresh, but unfortunately, your second or third refresh, they may be gone.
Yeah.
Again, yeah. I hate it, but that's reality right now. So let's figure out the best way to deal with it. So the other major issue I have is, you know, you go to like Ticketmaster to buy tickets, or you go to a hotel, hotels.com, and you go, all right, Ticketmaster, for example, you go, I want seats 1 and 2 in row H. And it goes, okay, you have 15 minutes to complete this transaction.
Mm-hmm.
If you complete it within 15 minutes, you get your number 1 and 2 in row H, right?
Right.
With Disney's system, it'll pop up and go, you have a return time of 9:30 a.m. Awesome. Let me hit OK. You hit OK. Your return time is 10:55 a.m.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hold the time when you first see it, which I hate, for either Lightning Lane or virtual.
Right.
So anyway, let me run through our boring scenario, but I just want people to see how the 2 days went, especially because they were night and day.
Yep.
We got a paid for 9:15 to 10:15, mm-hmm. Lightning Lane, on Friday, May 27th. We got a virtual return that was expected originally for 9:51. By the time we got it, it then said 1 o'clock.
Right.
It was then called at 8:32 for a 9:27 return time.
Mm-hmm.
If you get there after your return time, Disney is going to let you in.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that because it says, hey, your return time is probably going to be 1, you may not want to just say, all right, let's chill this morning and we'll leave the resort at 12:15.
Right.
You could get called earlier. Next thing you know, you're scrambling for a bus or your car,
right,
whatever it is. So just know that that can happen. We entered the queue at 8:49. We arrived at the first pre-show at 8:57. We were on the ride at 9:07. So you're looking at what, a 18-minute wait.
Mm-hmm.
From queue to ride.
Right.
We scanned our Lightning Lane at 9:14. Pre-show at 9:19. On ride at 9:31. So at that point, we were doing, it's what, 17 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Not bad. Second day, we had group 37, which was supposedly virtual for a 12:01 return. We got called at 10:14.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the queue at 10:31. Pre-show at 11:10, on the ride at 11:31, an hour the second day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell Disney's making adjustments.
Yeah.
In fact, so many adjustments that the first day on Friday, they dropped more paid Lightning Lanes at 1 p.m. that were gone within moments.
Yes, they did.
All right. Second day, 28th, we had a 12:05 Lightning Lane. We entered at 12. You can get in 5 minutes ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
15 minutes after, same as old Fast Pass. We're at the pre-show by 12:06 and on the ride at 12:30. So we're looking at 30 minutes the second day, and this is probably how it'll start looking. 30 minutes from queue to on ride for Lightning Lane, 1 hour for virtual. So again, something to note as you're going in. We had an interesting first day as well because Remy was down like so much of the day.
Oh my goodness.
How many times did we try to go ride it twice and it was down both times?
3 times?
Maybe it was 3 throughout the day.
I thought it was 3. I don't remember.
We did do standby for Frozen.
Yes.
For one of the only times ever they're posted was their actual standby. Yes, it was 60 minutes.
Yep. Yep.
But it was fine. We Grand Fiesta, we waited a couple minutes for that. Of course, you can go ahead if you need to try for that 1 p.m. virtual.
Right.
If you already got a virtual at the 7 a.m. drop, you can not get another. If you got a paid Lightning Lane at 7 a.m., you could still go for the virtual at 1 if you then wanted. Another opportunity to ride twice per day.
Yes.
Some other information we wanted to get was resulting around DAS Pass.
Right.
And Cosmic Rewind.
Right.
What did we find out?
So, unfortunately, they don't have a DAS for Cosmic Rewind. But if you get a virtual queue and you do have a DAS Pass, then you can go through the Lightning Lane line. And it will get you quicker.
But you'd have to secure that virtual.
Yes.
Or buy a paid Lightning Lane.
Correct.
Yeah. So, again, by the way, if anything has changed in the last 24 hours. I might be unaware of it. We're recording this a week after we did all this. But what else did we find out about DAS? That was, again, we were just asking questions, trying to get as many details as we can for people that are interested or think they may need this for themselves or, you know, someone in their party.
Yeah. Well, if you have a like fibromyalgia or something like that, that does not qualify you for DAS, but it will get you a free wheelchair.
Yeah.
But if you do have clinical anxiety, it does cover you for the DAS. Yeah. And you can get that.
I just thought that was interesting. So I think it really would be, for example, I think that it would fall under me as well if I was going through one of my spells with my arthritis where I can't stand in a line.
Right.
They're not going to qualify me for DAS.
Correct.
But they're going to give me a wheelchair for the day and say, well, you can sit in the wheelchair as you go through line. That way you're not on your feet. So I just found that interesting, but I think that's awesome that they will provide that.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, that could be a big game changer for a family, especially if they go, you know, we're already a little strapped on our Disney trip. We really don't want to have to pay for, mm-hmm. you know, an outside vendor's wheelchair or something, but you can get to the park okay. You just can't be on your feet all day. At least they will give you that. So go ahead and go to guest services and get that, because it could definitely definitely change your day there.
Absolutely.
So PhotoPass, another thing with Cosmic Rewind. We received ours day one with no issue. It went right to our phone as normal.
Right.
I heard a lot of people were not getting theirs.
Oh.
What we realized day two is that there's actually some little cubes throughout the queue that has a QR code on it.
Yeah.
And they're asking that you go ahead and do that QR code, and you're going to basically link your photo pass to the ride and give approval for them to send you this photo.
Okay.
So make sure you do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you forget, if your photo does not show up, you can go out and fill out a form. It'll be at disneyworld.disney.go.com, which is still hilarious to me, /photopass/contact-us. Fill out a form with as much detail as you can, including what people in your party were wearing, what time roughly you're on the ride, any details you can give. I've had to do this before. I've had a photo loaded in our account within the hour.
Nice.
So again, and do you have any tip for people with long hair who are riding this ride and they would like a photo pass that includes their actual face?
Yeah, hold your hair back or get a scrunchie or get some type of hair tie. Don't wear your ears. You'll lose that. But yeah, because I was trying to wear my hair down and I hadn't pulled it back yet. And so the one ride I was like trying to like hold it back. But
yeah,
the other ride, it was all in my face.
You look like Cousin It.
Yeah.
All hair, all in face. They're hilarious. But again, that's something. I just think little things like that people don't think of. We certainly didn't of.
Oh,
we
yeah.
got a bunch of photos of your hair covering your face.
Yeah.
So now we know. So we want to put that out there. And then finally, we just want to give a shout out to Amanda at Embassy Suites there in Kissimmee. We did move over and stay one night at Embassy Suites. It is also the location of the House of Mouse Expo.
Ooh.
Which is coming to you January 2023. HouseOfMouseExpo.com. Search for their Facebook group. We are so excited for it. We had a blast last year. We're going to get to help out this year, which is going to be really, really cool. Come out to see us. That would be fun.
Yeah.
But you want to come out to see all the awesome celebrity guests. You're going to see the people that are cosplaying. You want to meet Scott and Michelle.
Yes.
They are
wonderful
absolutely
people.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of them, Lost Princess Apparel is bringing you magically themed clothing and accessories, including super comfy leggings that you describe
as buttery.
buttery leggings. Pop culture jerseys. You can go to that msmfriends.com. You can check them out along with all of our additional partners. We are very excited for the next episode to bring you our dining at Boat Rights, the all new Connections Cafe.
Yes.
And Jack Lindsay's Hangar Bar. We had a nice little date afternoon after we could not go to homecoming because a pipe had burst.
Oh my gosh, I was so sad, but I was so hungry and
we were.
This food was good. So
it was very good. But we'll tell you all about those three wonderful spots and everything we had on the next episode.
Yep.
Go ahead and smash that subscribe button. I think they say the youths on YouTube, I think, say smash that like button. But we want you to smash that subscribe button. Get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. As long as you're out there smashing things, would you please give us a rating and review?
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World. So they made this podcast to share it all with you. reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts. Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.